In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We do well to remember just what an important event the Exodus is. It's not just the basis of a really good movie that they show every year, 4 hours long, the Ten Commandments, but it is the fundamental event of the children of Israel, because it is of the Exodus that they are brought out, freed from slavery in Egypt, the most powerful country in the world, brought dry shod through the Red Sea and given the law at Mount Sinai, and then brought into the Promised Land. It is what made the children of Israel. That is why the celebration of the Passover was so important for them, so that if a person willingly did not celebrate it, he ceased to be a Jew. And it was on the Passover, which was the foreshadowing and the foundation of the new and greater Passover, which is the suffering and death of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who takes us not from slavery to Pharaoh, but slavery to the world, the flesh, and the devil, and death itself. And he frees us. Now, it's not always a pleasant experience being freed. The children of Israel, they couldn't even bake real bread. They had to have matzah, unleavened bread. They had to wander in the desert and just eat that crappy manna, the bread from heaven, and all of these other things. And they were beset by their enemies while wandering in the desert. And so we don't always get what we want as we are engaged in the exodus from this world to the next. Well, God will take care of us. So let's try not to be like the children of Israel and be whiners, but be grateful to God for all the good things that he does, and keep our hearts and minds focused upon the real promised land, which is the kingdom of heaven, the new Jerusalem. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.